Good morning, affiliates. This is your AM News call for Wednesday, December 10th. Now, Tulane may be huge underdogs against Ole Miss, but think about it. Tulane has a much better chance of beating Ole Miss than you have of winning Powerball tonight. Think about that before you schlep to your local convenience store to plop down $2 on a Powerball ticket that will ultimately be worthless. Here we go with 18 cuts in this news call, starting with cut one. Senator Bill Cassidy is sponsoring the bill with Idaho Republican Mike Crapo. Their bill is an alternative to the Democratic plan to extend Affordable Care Act subsidies, of which, according to Cassidy, 20% are kept by the insurance companies for their overheads.
Premiums are higher. Care is unaffordable. The system is not sustainable.
Cassidy's plan would involve pre-funded health savings accounts.
It sends money to patients instead of insurance companies. It lowers insurance premiums and health care costs.
The bill would need 60 votes to advance. I'm Andrew Greenstein. Cut two.
NFIB State Director Leah Long says while expectations are improving, a couple factors continue to weigh small business owners down.
Labor costs remain an issue. We always talk about that the workforce. We've got to have a better skilled workforce to be able to fill these jobs.
Long says all in all, 2025 was a good year for small business, spurred by making permanent the 20% small business tax deduction at the federal level and insurance reform at the state level. She says next year she would like to see the legislature continue its work on lawsuit abuse.
Small business owners usually are the biggest ones to fall out in a lawsuit because they don't have attorneys on staff. They don't have anything like that.
I'm Andre Champagne.
Cut three.
Assistant Secretary of Unemployment Insurance Administration Robert Woolley says claimants will need to complete 5 work search activities each week, up from the current requirement of 3.
You can actually just call a business and see if they're hiring, and that's considered a work search.
An unemployed individual could lose their benefits if they refuse a suitable job offer or miss a scheduled job interview without a good reason.
There are several ways you can lose your benefits, but it's fairly simple to keep them as long as you're able and available to work and you're actively seeking work.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
Cut four.
By the Obamacare law, they keep 20% for profit and overhead, and then the 80%. If they agree to the care that the patient wants to receive, they'll release the money.
Cut five.
Instead of sending the money to the insurance company, send the money to the patient in a pre-funded health savings account.
Cut six.
Patients can use that money for the sprained ankle that they bring their child to the urgent care center for dental work and vision work, which typically is not included in an Obamacare policy.
Cut seven.
We did have an increase in optimism of business owners around the summertime area just because the big, beautiful bill, which contained that 20% small business deduction, was made permanent.
Cut eight.
Insurance rates were one of the biggest issues small business owners were dealing with because they've got to eat those costs. If not, you pass them along to consumers, and that definitely affects your bottom line.
Cut nine.
Workers' comp, that's another too happy area that just really hurts these business owners because it's got to be about balance, getting the employees back to work, but also balance for those employers too.
Cut 10.
It's a beautiful moment when you've been working so long, so hard to get to this point, to finally get over that hump is unreal. I'm just so proud of these kids because they believed all year. They've worked their tails off and have become truly great teammates, and I think that's the difference in this year's team and previous years.
Cut 11.
They've just gotten better and better every week, and the beautiful thing about it is we hit some struggles, gave up some points we're not used to giving up to in a couple games, and our kids never wavered, never started pointing fingers, getting upset. They just kept fighting and getting better.
Cut 12.
I expect to see as many fans as you'll ever see for a 3A school down in New Orleans this weekend.
Cut 13.
The more people look for work, the more quickly they'll become employed, and that's the whole goal because unemployment benefits are hard to live on. In fact, they're not intended to live on.
Cut 14.
Anything that you're doing to try to move back into the workforce is considered a work search. And once again, after January 4th, it's going to go to 5 instead of 3.
Cut 15.
If you refused a suitable job offer, you could lose your eligibility. If you missed a scheduled job interview without good cause, you could lose your benefit.
Cut 16.
The experience for the student athlete is the ultimate of what you're trying to accomplish, and to take that from these young men was something we never actually put on the table. It's something that they wanted. It's something that we as a university wanted to do to complete a season and to send these seniors out the right way.
Cut 17.
Anytime you put our brand on the field, it garners excitement. I think anytime you wear that helmet, there's an expectation and a standard of going out and playing with high enthusiasm and fierce effort, fanatical effort. I think you'll get that from our football team.
And finally, cut 18.
I think Coach Kiffin's conversation with those young men helped solidify decisions that they had made. And collectively, we were able to close out on a class that predominantly was done years in advance and with the addition of some key components to wrap it up.
And that is your AM News call for Wednesday, December 10th. Have a great hump day, everyone.